they don't tell you anything about this. It's going to cost this much, and this is what we're going to do. They don't tell you, hey, this could cause this, or anything else about dental implants. I would have probably done it a lot sooner.
Today, I'm joined by Ricky, who's had his dental implants for over 2 years, and we're going to explore some new, unexpected benefits of dental implants that he never saw coming. Before we dive in, I know those watching might be thinking, what is the cost of dental implants? And you can check out the dental implant cost guide in the description below for more information. Before we talk about the unexpected benefits, Ricky, I have to ask, what were you expecting to come from getting a new smile?
What I was expecting was really pain and scared and anxiety, and I just thought it was just going to be the worst thing ever. You want to think, okay, hey, some of the positives could be that I'm going to be able to eat again, that I'm going to be able to smile, things like that. And that's what I was hoping for. But until it happens, you never know. So, and that's the unknown part of it, I guess, because
you want
all those things. But the reason you're there, because you've always wanted those things. But the reason you're there is because you were always afraid.
Wow. That makes sense. Well, now let's then go to the other side of it. Let's talk about those new unexpected benefits of dental implants. The first one being your health, right? So how has your physical health changed after getting dental implants? You've mentioned to me before that used to feel sick all the time. Your doctor didn't even really know what was causing it. Were you surprised by this? Tell us what happened.
Your teeth affect so many parts of your body. It's not just, you know, your mental and your emotional part, but also your physical part. I was always sick. I'd gotten cancer in 2018, and it was melanoma, and they took a big hunk out of me. And luckily, it hadn't spread to my lymph nodes and stuff, but I never could get well. And they didn't know why I never got well, because everything was supposed to be fine. And they checked like different things on men, and I was taking antibiotics all the time, and I'd run like 105 fever. And just every night, probably 3 or 4 times a week, I'd wake up 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and just be like, you know, unfortunately it's not pleasant, but I would be like throwing up, just like, and till you were like dry heaving. And finally, I went to another doctor, and we were talking, and they said, hey, have you ever thought that it might be your teeth causing you these issues? And because they thought I might have had, like, prostate cancer and stuff like that. You know, like, they scoped me and everything. Wow. Not pleasant at all. And I said, not really. You know, I never thought about it like that. Well, I will tell you that, of course, I visited many places to get my teeth looked at and stuff. And I was always a scared, and I was always like, I'm still chewing. I'm still talking. You know, I can still, I'm all right. You know, I don't have to get this done right now. Maybe if I wait till I'm 80 and then nobody will care. but 80 is, in the big scheme of things, is a long way from today. So I still have a lot of life left to live. And whenever I finally went with Nuvia, it was crazy because, as you know, they do them in 24 hours. So the next day, I could already tell, like, it was the, and I'm not BSing you or throwing anything out there. I'm telling you, I could tell my body felt totally different the next day. Just, I could tell. And right then and there, I was like, wow, I'm going to be a better person.
Oh my God, Ricky, that is like, who would have thought you go in, get your teeth out, you know, for other reasons, and it affected you this way? That is crazy.
I would have never guessed. You know, you can see where it would affect people, you know, like their emotions or their mental status, you know, because you're embarrassed, you know, things like that. So it plays with your mind and how you feel inside about yourself and everything. But I would have never guessed that it would change your whole, like, your physical part of you, you know?
Right. Exactly. Oh my goodness. That is, and like you said, it feels like you were just dealing with it. You were just dealing with it. You're like, oh, it's fine. Like, I can't imagine to have that pain just gone after like that. That is just, wow.
They don't tell you anything about this. It's just, oh, you have bad teeth. You know, it's going to cost this much and this is what we're going to do. They don't tell you, hey, this could cause this or anything else about dental implant. I would have probably done it a lot sooner, but, you know, it is what it is. And I'm glad I'm here now. So.
Me too. Well, let's talk about, you know, another unexpected benefit. You mentioned you were terrified of, you know, oh, is this going to hurt? What's going to happen? So was there anything about, you know, the pain and surgery that was unexpected to you?
I had zero pain. I went in and sat down in the little chair, and when the guy put the anesthesiologist person put the little deal right there, and about 9 minutes later, I was asleep. So next thing you know, I was waking up in my own bed at home. So that's why they tell you to have somebody to drive you home, because I don't remember anything at all.
Oh my goodness. And after the fact, like when you were, you kind of had come to, were you feeling much pain or discomfort during that?
Some people in my family, I woke up and I was in my own bed and I'd already prepared for what I was going to need, and I was groggy. And some people in my family felt the need that they should videotape me as I'm coming out of the anesthesia. And they opened the little blinds, and it was real bright outside because it was June the 16th, as a matter of fact, of 2022. And the sun came in, and I was like, oh, it's really bright. And I said, is Jesus coming? Because I was so out of it. And of course, they're laughing, and she's laughing, of course. But I was like, I was just so out of it. And there was, you know, and people talk about, oh, well, it had to hurt afterwards. Well, the next day you go and they put your teeth in. I actually went ahead and did a video on my way in before they put the implant, before they put the prosthetic in, to show I sounded really funny.
You're making videos.
Yeah. They made one when I got there, you know, and had the little mirror and I turned it around and everybody celebrated. Yeah. So yeah, it wasn't like I was screaming and I, you know, stepped on a hot coal barefooted at a 4th of July picnic, you know. So the next 2 weeks, you may feel some discomfort, you know, your body's changing, that your brain and everything is accepting what was put in your mouth.
Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the 24-hour process, right? So was that process in itself kind of surprising and maybe even that it did happen in 24 hours versus maybe some other places you had researched?
So I researched 7 different places, and I went to one place twice, and I was going to sign the contract with them. The one lady, I said, well, what do you do? Because I saw the Nuvia commercial. She said, well, she opens this drawer and she pulls out a denture. She takes her scalpel and she cuts the top part out of it. She goes, we're going to take this and we're going to drill holes in it and we're going to place it in there and you're going to wear it for this long. And I was like, what's the difference of that and basically what Nuvia does? Right. And because in my brain, there ain't a lot of difference until I actually went to Nuvia and I saw that they were going to measure my face and everything. And what they were making to go in my mouth was designed for me. We can do this for you and it's going to make you look like this, and we can do it in 24 hours. And all you have to do after this fact is follow the instructions that we're going to give you just so that you heal properly, which with an investment in yourself, you should want to make sure you heal properly. Within 19 days, I was making a video of cooking salmon with mashed potatoes and spinach, and showing that I could eat with my teeth, because everybody thinks, oh, it's going to be liquid. You know, you can eat a lot of stuff, and it was fantastic. Where all the other places, you know, I don't even know what I would have looked like or how what the pain would have been like. Most places wanted me to do it awake. Well, I already didn't want to go to the dentist.
Right. So,
you know, and I was like, if you're the lady, she said, well, I'm going to do this and this and this. And I was like, Well, if your hands are doing all these things, whose hand am I going to hold while I'm awake? Because trust me, I'm going to want to hold somebody's hand. And, you know, and I grew up here, out here in Texas on a farm and everything. And I have thrown a lot of hay and, you know, mess with rattlesnakes and things like that and ride horses. And but whenever it comes to dental stuff and maybe spiders, those are the two things I don't want anything to do with. So I was like, I'm going to need somebody's hand to hold, and you only got two.
Right.
So, yeah.
And like you said before, like, you weren't going to have to continually go back to get, to wait to get your final set of teeth. You were going to have to be in that dental chair longer, right? Like, you got your
Many
teeth.
Times.
Ta-da. Like, Anuvia.
I would be sitting across from people, and they'd be like, you have the most beautiful smile I've ever seen. And they didn't know that I'd had implants. And I've been places where I'll talk about it. Now everybody knows because of the videos and stuff, but I'll talk about it. And people would be like, I didn't even know you had implants. I just thought you took really good care of your teeth because they were made to fit my face.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like they made them to fit Emily's face. They made them to fit Ricky's face. So
exactly.
I'd look pretty funny if they made them to fit your face and put them in my mouth.
So you mentioned food, right? And you actually could use your teeth functionally with eating, right? So was there anything unexpected about, you know, eating again with your dental implants? Maybe it's even the fact that you could eat things like soft foods right away, or now you can eat steak. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I always ate anything I wanted. It might have been hard to chew, and it was probably very unhealthy because you didn't chew it like you should. So your digestive system probably was thanking me tremendously once I got this done. So, but prior to that, you know, you don't ever really think about it. I was just eating. I didn't really have any pain. The only time I ever had pain was I was in College Station, Texas in 2011. And I had a tooth break off and I had a pair of pliers. It was a Sunday and I had a pair of pliers in it. Screwdriver in my mouth just try because it hurts so bad, and I was like, it's coming out. And luckily the guy came in after church and he pulled it out for me and the pain went away like that. But you know, whenever you're talking about eating, the things that I've really liked about it, I don't have a problem chewing or eating anything. I like nothing at all. And I've done some pretty cool videos on different things to eat. I've eaten a raw potato and an onion and a big onion and one of those candy caramel apples shredded, sharded in candy canes. So anything that I get to do that shows people, hey, you know, this is legit and this is what you can expect, I'm up for it because there was nothing like that whenever I was looking. So it was like the eating part was pretty cool. But again, you have to follow the doctor's orders, no matter how good you feel, because your bone adheres to those implants that they put in and it could do it pretty quickly. But the safest bet is to wait until this certain date, because then you're there, you know? So I never wanted to, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, all you have to do is drink water or soup. There's tons of stuff you can eat. And most of the stuff you were eating before you got your teeth done, because you couldn't eat, most people couldn't eat all the other stuff. So the most important thing, if you can, you know, the waiting time is about 4 months before you should really chomp into one of those freaking tomahawk ribeyes and eat that corn on the cob. And, you know, you've went this long. And then you just made an investment in yourself. So why not wait 4 months? Because it's going to go by quick. But now I don't even think about it. You know, I just make sure that I stay hydrated and things like that. So, and take care of them.
Absolutely.
Which is really simple.
Well, yeah. Do you want to talk about that? Maybe, did you know it was going to be very simple to take care of them? And how was
it? I did not know that. I'm really excited. The one thing I'm really excited about is, because I've known people that had dentures. My parents had dentures. They didn't have any teeth. And due to the same reason, they didn't take care of them. They were born in the 20s, and just that wasn't a priority, I guess. So the taking care of them part, I'm really glad I don't take them out. Like, that would just make me, that would just be something else that would play on my mind and me emotionally, you know, and the, and probably health wise, because your bone starts deteriorating and things like that whenever you have the dentures instead of the implants. And so I was pretty happy that I didn't have to take them out. So now it's like my regular teeth, except the ones I had before I had ground down so short that I didn't realize what it was like to actually have normal sized teeth, you know? And so the taking care of them part was super easy. And you can use a water pick. I've actually done videos where I use the shower head and the, because it'll, like I've told people before, it baptizes your mouth really well. Being from the South down here, if you had any, if you sinned, it ain't happening in your mouth up here because it's gonna clean everything out. Yeah, there's no doubt that there's nothing left in your gap. But really, honestly, when you're out eating, just taking a drink from your water and just kind of forcing it through there, and nobody really even knows. And it just clears it out right away and you're good. And nobody can really see the gap. I've had people ask me, oh, well, does it show? Well, the only person that's probably going to see the gap is probably going to be the mortician whenever I die and he's getting me ready to look good, you know, because nobody else is up in your gums like right. that, you know. And as long as you own it, you know, because there's taking care of them, there's water picks, there's toothbrushes. There's a certain kind of toothpaste you should use. I use a Sensodyne. That's what they recommended. And then the mouthwash. And the mouthwash is just basically to keep my gums and my mouth healthy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it was super easy to take care of, like easier than I would have ever expected. It's not like there's gel that you got to put on it to make it stick up in there. And then you take them out and you put them in this deal and you got to put little tabs in, and it's like having your no different than really my own the teeth I was born with,
like, right? That's what I was about to say. Like that's pretty much, you know, what I do, right? Floss, brush my teeth, mouth, like I do, that's what I do. So sounds pretty similar. So that's awesome.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, well, okay, let's now talk about cost. Was there any maybe benefits to cost that you didn't expect?
Actually, if you have bad teeth, for whatever reason, and you have went and you have researched, the first thing you're going to research is the cost. Because even though people, whether you feel like you can afford it or you feel like you can't afford it, we all want to know the cost. And once we find out the cost, we think, okay, what do I have to give up? Because some of us are already paying for it, but we're paying it in other ways, you know, on something else that is important to us. And not until you come to the realization that something as simple as these little things right here affect your mental, emotional, and physical well-being, there's not really a cost that you can actually put on those things. So nothing really surprised me because, like I said, if you research this at all, you have an idea what the cost is going to be. You know, and people that say they don't, stop. You know, I mean, be honest with yourself. You know, it's not like somebody's going to come out of the blue and say, we're going to give you all of this. I'm going to give you this Lamborghini and it's going to be like less than what you've ever researched before, you know, for $5,000, right. You know, that doesn't happen. For something that's quality, it's going to cost you something, you know, right. And
that's just how
life works. You know, it's not a surprise. And some people are going to be more, some people will be a little less.
So I know people are going to still have questions about the cost. So what advice would you give to them in maybe searching for more answers?
People want that number. And I'm sure there'll be a link in this video somewhere of the cost guide and stuff. And click it and read it. But they're still going to want that number. And what they have to realize is, it's
not a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. Your cost is going to be a little different for each person, depending on what needs to be done. And they should want it that way.
They shouldn't want a one-size-fits-all. They should want this. This is one of those things where if I'm going to go get a suit, I don't want the the really big suit that's going to hang off of me. I want the suit that's going to make me look like the guy that I want to look like. Same with my smile.
Now let's get to, the final part, which is the long-term impact. So you've had your dental implants now for over 2 years. How have they become a part of your life in unexpected ways? For example, do you find yourself thinking about your implants, or have they kind of become, a natural part of your daily routine?
So today we're at right at 200, 840 days. And I will tell you that, there's a little bit of adjustment, every day, because it's not what you were born with. But it's better than what I had in my mouth before I went and got them. And yeah, now it's pretty much a routine. Like my whole routine is the same every day, so it's not no, and it doesn't take anything else. I mean, they're in there. It's not like I got to get up and get them out of a jar and put stuff on them and be like, blah, or anything like that. They're there 24/7, and I don't even realize that they're not, that I didn't, that they didn't come with me now, because I don't really have to do anything. I brush them, which maybe if I'd have done that with the ones I had before, they would have lasted longer. But once you get such deteriorated teeth, you stop caring, so with these, it's like, yeah, there's a few things I have to do different. It's like I don't have to do anything special really, except live my life. The way it's changed is I don't think about what I look like smiling. I don't have to hide or give a grimace. I can smile as big as I want to, or as small as I want to, without thinking, without wondering, without looking to make sure, okay, I need to take that over because this broken tooth shows or whatever. I'm showing too much of my smile that looks horrible. I don't think about eating at all, at all. I don't think about if I'm up close talking to somebody, if maybe my breath smells, so, and those are big things. Those affect your confidence and so many other things. So in a big scheme of things, has it affected my life? Yes. But in a good way. Nothing, I've had nothing not positive come from it. Whether it's when I go speak to people, and people don't even realize, that I've had it done. Because most of the time I didn't smile anyway. And now they're just like, oh my gosh, you have a beautiful smile. Or I'll tell people that, I got it, my smile is implants, and they'll be like, we just thought you took really good care of your teeth, which goes back to the doctor that did them, because that's how great of a job they did. So, I don't really have to do anything out of the ordinary that I wouldn't have to do with if I had the teeth I was born with.
That is so beautiful. Like, that is so awesome. We're gonna actually move on to you ask, they answer. These questions come straight from the Smile Maker Club page on Facebook. And if you're watching and you have your own dental implant questions, you can join by clicking on the link in the description below. Teresa says, "While my surgery is first thing tomorrow, I'm a little bit nervous and emotional. I have a 1-year-old granddaughter and there are no pictures of the two of us. I'm so self-conscious about the way I look and I'm looking forward to taking a photo with her." So, what advice would you give to someone, who's a little bit nervous walking into surgery?
So my advice, because we're all going to be nervous, it's just part of it. 840 days ago, I was in the same situation. And, and like I've said before, I can't have this 840 without a day one. Day one is so important. Don't overthink it. Just breathe and realize. Don't think about the past, your experience. It's hard not to. I can tell you that. So then the rest is just, from the second you're done with the surgery, the rest is just recovery and living life. Don't overthink anything. I had to stop overthinking things. On your first day when you go in, before you go in, the best thing to do is just prepare. Prepare for when you get home and relax. Take this time to relax. All of us want to, we always say we don't have enough time for this, or we're always so busy, we're tired. This is your time to relax. Relax and get ready for
the rest of your life, you know? So you took the first step. The first step's the hardest one, which is picking up the phone and calling and actually driving without making excuses. Is it like going and getting your hair done? No, it's a major surgery. And a lot of people forget that just because it happens in 24 hours, which is remarkable, mm-hmm. you know, state of the art. But that doesn't mean it's not in a major surgery. You've got to give yourself time to heal. You may bruise. You may have a little bit of discomfort, but I'm going to tell you this, it's going to be okay. I promise you.
Wayne said, going tomorrow for my eval, what are some top pros and cons of implants? I was never able to use dentures. I'm excited to smile again and laugh in public, but very nervous about the process.
Well, Wayne, that's a great question. And I've actually done a video on pros and cons, which you can find on YouTube. It's got like 366,000 views as of today. Check it out. It answers a ton of questions on the pros and the cons that I think will help you. It's helped a ton of people, and I'm very thankful for that.
And if Wayne's wondering about, you know, the cost and where he can get more information about that, where would you suggest him to go?
I would go to the cost guide. And if I went to the cost guide, then I would dial the number in there and set up a free. Yes, I said free. I know we don't get too many things for free anymore. I would set up a free consultation at the nearest Nuvia to myself. Go in, have them look at everything. And from that, because we're all different, from that consultation, you will have a direction to go. And then you can decide what path you want to follow to get to a better, healthier you. And it's, they make it super easy. You can just download that cost guide in the description below.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.